This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Right now, we're looking at our brackets, talking about our Final Fours. And again, the tournament is underway. Creighton up 28-21 over Louisville right now. That's the 8-9 matchup, Creighton being the 9 seed. And High Point and Purdue, they're underway as well. That's the 4 versus 13, Purdue with a 9-8 lead in that one as of now. I don't have any crazy upsets. I got a few in my bracket, but in terms of my Final Four, right now I have my Final Four at, what is it doing? This didn't even show me, but my Final Four is Florida, Duke, Tennessee, Auburn. And my, so 3-1 seeds and a 2 seed in there. And the one that concerns me is Tennessee. I don't know if Tennessee will end up being there, but I feel pretty confident about the other three.
Nolan, what's yours?
I got a lot of chalk as well. I got 3-1 seeds, Auburn, Duke, Houston, but coming out of the West, it's got to be the Terps. I'm all in. I'm drinking the red Kool-Aid. I don't care. Coaches leaving, athletic director, I don't care. This is the Terps year. It's going to happen. I've waited damn long enough. I'm tired of waiting. Nothing is going to stop this. And really, I mean, people look at the West and they say it's a stacked region. Florida concerns you, obviously, but I kind of got my eye on a potential second round matchup there. UConn versus Florida. Now, granted, UConn's got to get through Oklahoma first. It's not the same UConn team as the last few years, but how much stock do you put into that Hurley factor? Can he pull off an upset there? I wouldn't surprise me.
I've got St. John's out of the West, Michigan State out of the South, Duke and Houston are mine. I've got... three of my four coaches are all over 65.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned St. John's there. We were talking about it earlier. They should get through Nebraska, Omaha, no problem. I mean, that would be a shocker to see them lose there. Next round, Kansas or Arkansas. I mean, take your pick, but I mean, sure, they're a 7 or a 10 seed, but the coaching factor there, and if I'm being honest, St. John's, Patino's great, but who have they played? Mm-hmm. Have they been battle-tested? And right there, you're going to draw either... you know, a Kansas team that's extremely well coached or an SEC team that's extremely battle tested this year. I mean, no schedule is as daunting as an SEC schedule this year. So I just wonder if St. John's is really ready for that quick ramp up.
A lot of people are picking Texas Tech to come out of the West, too.
Texas Tech is dangerous. You just don't know which version of Texas Tech is going to show up on that day. But I've bet on Texas Tech a couple of times this year, and they made me look good. Any major upsets do you guys have in the first round?
Looking here. I mean, we talked about Colorado State over Memphis. Mm-hmm. I don't know how big of an actual upset that is.
I picked Colorado State.
Right. Yeah.
I took Arkansas over Kansas.
Okay.
How about the Akron Zips over Arizona? Why not? There's a 13 over a 4.
Yeah.
I'm not really sold on Oregon. I mean, that's close there, too. Liberty and Oregon. We got a pretty good look at Oregon this year. I don't know if I'm sold on them.
So Liberty is actually like a team I've put stock in. Now, actually, let me take that back. I didn't have that much stock into them. I have them losing in the next round to Duke. But I did have Liberty beat Oregon. So that's another 12-5. But that's, I don't, like we had Jeff Ehrman on earlier. And like he said, the 12s notoriously beat five seeds. I do have two 12 seeds winning in the first round.
Oh, I got Vandy beating St. Mary's. Then I got Vandy beating Alabama.
Oh, Alabama, I'm down on Alabama now. I didn't like how they finished the year. So I could see them slipping up a little bit. Kansas, I have them losing to Arkansas, and Kansas has been up and down this year. They finished the season better than they started it, for sure. But we were in uncharted territory this year, where Kansas at one point weren't even ranked. So I don't trust them a lot. And I can't sit here and say I trust Arkansas a ton either, but that 10-7 matchup is one that I have circled.
I got one more for you. It's not first round, but, okay, you know, do we all have Houston in the final, or I have them in the final?
You have them in the final four.
So obviously, like them quite a bit, but you're looking at a potential second round matchup here, maybe against Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm.
And again, is this the same Bulldogs team that we've seen in the past? It's kind of like a UConn thing. Not really. But, like, some of the metrics here, KenPom and stuff, I mean, Gonzaga is, like, top 10 in offense. They're top 30 in defense. They're up there with the likes of Michigan State, Texas Tech, Iowa State when it comes to that sort of ranking. It feels like they might be a little underseeded at 8. They got to get through Georgia first. But that could be a hell of a second-round matchup there with Houston.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how chalky this year's bracket will turn out to be, because I do think the playing field is a little more balanced this year. There are some top-heavy teams, but it's not many of them. It's not many of them. And even some of these SEC teams that have been hot all year came cooling down a little bit to end the season. So I am curious to see how many upsets we'll get this year. I want madness.
I got Wisconsin making a pretty decent run.
I do, too.
I was impressed with them this year.
Yeah.
And they had a little bit of a falter there towards the end. You know, fell out of the regular season race, but then they look pretty good in the tournament. So, I mean, they could be a team that gets hot right at the right time, but they've certainly got the talent. I mean, you talk about Maryland's starting five. I mean, they're right there with them. A lot of talent there, a lot of scoring options.
I got Wisconsin losing to Duke.
Same, in the Elite Eight. Yeah, same.
But you mentioned you want madness in the early rounds, right?
Right.
I mean, we'll take the 12s over the 5s. Yeah. We'll take the great Cinderella story.
I don't want a 14 in the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, we want to see top 4 seeds going head-to-head, those thrilling matchups.
And I think we'll get that eventually. But I do think this weekend of games, yeah, I think it's no holds bars. I think we should be in store for a lot of craziness.
I mean, Cordell, like, my Elite Eight is Auburn against Michigan State, Florida mm-hmm. against St. John's, Duke against Wisconsin, Houston against Kentucky.
And that's what I'm saying. Those teams are too good,
yeah.
I think, to lose to some of these lower seeds. I do think by the time you get to the Elite Eight, it's going to get a little chalky. I mean, I've seen some of the experts with multiple one seeds, 3 or 4 one seeds in the Final Four. So I think that's probably the consensus around the world. But then again, this time of year, we're all wrong. Every year, we're all wrong this time of year.
Coming well, except up, the 111 people well, that yeah. pick West Virginia to go to the tournament.
Wow. What's done is done. What's in the past is in the past.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.